Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello?
Hello, I am trying to reach Adrian. Adrian F***s.
This is he. How can I help you?
How you doing? My name is Rashad. I'm with GPT, and we have a delivery for you. I'm going to be arriving probably in the next, about the next 90 minutes. Are you actually at the house, sir?
No, I'm not at home right now. But I mean, you can just go ahead and leave whatever it is. My wife and kids can probably get it when they're home from school. So
let me make sure I got the address right. Are you 38 North River Drive?
Yeah, that's my address.
Okay, so is anyone there right now at all?
Nobody is home right now. I don't understand why you can't just leave the package there for us.
This has to be signed, and I have you on here as the handler for this delivery, so I definitely got to get quite a few signatures from you. I got about 5 or 6 pieces of paper sheets that you need to sign off on. What time does your wife get there, sir?
She'll be there later. What do you mean I'm a handler? Handling what? What are you delivering?
This is GPT, sir. This is Global Pet Transport. We have 2 peacocks, we have a seal, and we have a baby kangaroo that we're dropping off today.
Okay, this has got to be some kind of mistake, right? We have a dog. That's it. We're not an animal sanctuary here. I don't understand what you're talking about. We didn't a kangaroo, a seal.
I mean, you're Adrian, correct?
Yeah, that's my name, man. But
okay, and you're 38 North River Drive.
Listen. Yes, that is accurate. But again, I'm not a handler. I'm not handling things. Okay.
Okay, so sir. Let me. If there is some confusion, your name is here. Your address is here. So I don't see where I have a problem. Everything I'm asking you, you're saying is correct. Except now you're saying you don't want your delivery.
It's not my delivery, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This is not. I didn't order a kangaroo. I didn't order these things. Okay.
A kangaroo, a seal, and 2 peacocks.
That doesn't even make sense, man. 2 peacocks? Whose order is this? This is not my order, man. You got my name.
Here's what we need to do. Will your wife be here? Be at the house within the next 90 minutes?
She might be, but what are you saying?
What I'm going to do is leave them here. Leave them at your place. And you can call the company that shipped them, and you can figure out what went wrong or whatnot. But it is my to leave these animals there.
What's your name, brother? What's your name, brother?
My name is Rashad.
Rashad, let me tell you something right now, okay? You're not about to leave no motherfucking animals at my fucking house, okay? You're not leaving no peacocks. You're not leaving no fucking kangaroos. You're not leaving no fucking seals, okay? We're not having a fucking petting zoo at my house. When I get to my house, Rashad, ain't no fucking animals gonna be there, okay? Okay, you know what? Hold on a second. Okay, let me get my wife on the phone here, all right? Let me call my wife.
Well, hang on, sir. Okay? Listen, sir, I don't have time for you to reach out to your wife, for you to try to figure out what you're going to do about your kangaroo, your peacocks, your seal. I got to make this drop. I got to keep moving. I have other animals on the truck.
I don't give a f*** about your other animals, okay? I'm going to call my wife. I'm going to see if she maybe ordered the damn kangaroo or seal, okay? Because I know I didn't order s***, all right? We're going to figure this out, okay? And she's not going
to sir, listen to me. Listen to me, sir. You can figure this out when you get home. Right now, I'm now about an hour out. I'm going to drop the animals, okay?
If there's something, Rashad.
Sir, if it's not yours, somebody will come back tomorrow and pick them up.
What the f*** you mean somebody going to come back and pick them up tomorrow? I'm not going to have no f***ing seal in my house overnight. What the f*** you think I am, huh? I ain't Mary Poppins, man. I ain't out here doing nothing with these fucking animals like this. You're crazy, Rashad. Please. If there's a fucking animal at my house when I arrive, so help me God.
So help you God what? You're going to have the animal's going to be there when you get there, man. You're not finna, you're slowing up my whole delivery route today, okay? I ain't got time for this.
I ain't got time for this either, man. I'm not fucking Noah.
But why you order a kangaroo if you don't want it now?
If I didn't order the fucking kangaroo, that's why I don't want the fucking kangaroo, because I didn't order the fucking kangaroo. Why don't you be telling me what the fuck I ordered and what the fuck I want, okay? This is the worst customer service in the fucking world. I'm not even a fucking customer of yours. You trying to tell me that I got a fucking kangaroo, a peacock, and peacocks? Plural,
you have two peacocks. You have two peacocks, sir.
This doesn't even make any sense, man. What the fuck am I going to do with those animals? Huh? Those animals
I don't know what you're going to do with them, but you're going to sign this paperwork, though. That's what you're going to do.
Are you out your mind if you think I'm signing that fucking paperwork?
Hey, man,
I
don't want to whoop your ass at your house in front of your wife and kids behind some damn animals. I don't. But you're going to sign my paperwork.
I wish you would try to whoop my ass. I'm about to show my kids what it looks like when a motherfucker show up and talks real reckless, okay? You showing up here with a damn caravan of animals like I'm in the this is ridiculous, okay? Huh? No, out of my face, man. This is ridiculous.
There's only one thing I really just, only one last thing I need to tell you, to be honest
Please,
with you.
What is that?
The only thing I can tell you now, Adrian, is that I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Bridget got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, man, you got to be f***ing kidding me. Oh, man. Woo, wow. Oh, shit. This is...
You don't want the delivery, man? You don't
man,
want...
Well, I don't want the kangaroo, man. Who the f*** orders a kangaroo? Who orders those animals together, man? You got to be high out your mind to order those damn animals together.
All right, baby. Give it to me. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land? Let me hear it, Adrian.
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
There it is.
What?
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.